So the question is, are all open education resources equally free? And the answer to that is no, they're not. Let me give a very practical example. Let's assume I develop a piece of free content and I save it as a PDF file and I put it up on a server with a Creative Commons share-alike, attribution share-alike license. In other words, it meets the requirements, the license meets the requirements of the free content. Question, do you have the freedom to use that resource? Yes, you do. You can download it and use it. Do you have the freedom to help yourself? Can you easily adapt and modify this resource? The answer to that question is no, you can't. Because it's in a file format that is very difficult to edit. Do you have the freedom to help your neighbor? Yes, you can redistribute copies of this original thing. Do you have the freedom to help your community? No, you don't. So you see, there's an example of a digital format which is not going to meet the requirements of the free content definition. Another example. What I've taken here is a rather elaborate diagram of some insect from Wikicommons. Now, Wikicommons has a collection of images and multimedia files that are available for free use. Again, we're sitting with the problem. This particular image was in a closed format. So if I wanted to, for example, translate in a compiled format at least, if I wanted to translate the names of the labels, because I'm going to use it in Swahili, for example, it's going to be very difficult for me to do that because it's in a format that is not easily editable. So again, there are aspects here where this would not meet the free content definition. So the point I'm trying to make here, it's not only about how you license the content. We've also got to think about how do people modify and adapt that content to help themselves. So that's important.